السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on this beautiful Thursday morning, the 19th of December, corresponding with the 17th of Jamadil Akhira, 1446. Ya Rabbi lakal hamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma la nuhti sana'an alayka anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfaw ahda alladhina hum masatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مفتاح الجنة الصلاة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib Damat Barakatuhu, Ahlan wa Sahlan wa Marhaban to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. Allah bless you. And Allah take great work of deen from you. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Jumad al-Akhira, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah Mu'min, chapter number 40, Surah Ghafir, verses 77, 78, and 79. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses the Master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and states, Fasbir, You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exercise patience and endurance. Eventually, everything will come in your favor, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see now Hamas, more than 14 months, they're trying their level best. The Ummah has abandoned them by and large, and victory is coming their way. Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb. The help of Almighty Allah is there, and the victory is also near. So that all happens with the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah. Fasbir, exercise patience. Inna wa'adallahi haqq. Verily, the promises of Almighty Allah are the truth. And what will happen? فَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِينَ عِدُهُمْ. And definitely, surely, we will show you some of the signs which we promised them. The punishment you saw in Badr, how Allah gave you victory. You saw in Khaybar, how Allah gave you victory against the Jutlas. You saw how in Fatih Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, يَدُخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجَ took place. You saw what happened in Taif. So all that happened with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. And thereafter we see in time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, how the Islamic empire expanded and expanded all the time. So, we will give you your demise. You will pass away and you won't see all the signs, but some of them you will see. فَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. And they will be made to return to us. They will be defeated, humiliated. The Roman Empire fell, the Persian Empire fell, and all of them will return to us. So that is all Almighty Allah, Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا وَلِلَّهِ قَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا. Wow for atifa in conjunction, lam for qasam, and qad definitely, surely, and positively. So you will say, and by Almighty Allah, definitely, أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ. We send the messengers before you, because you are خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. Chapter 33, verse number 40. You, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were the last and final messenger for all times, all places, all circumstances. So we sent. Allah stamps His authority, majesty, and sovereignty. There is selection by Almighty Allah, not election. You can see nowadays when election takes place, how many problems it causes. More problems than solving the problems. So, min qablika minhum man qasasna alayk. Some of them, we related, narrated their story to you, Ya Rasulullah. Surah Ibrahim, Surah Nuh, Surah, then we find Surah Yusuf, and like that. So Almighty Allah has mentioned various prophets and messengers, their episodes, their incidents, the events that occurred at that time. But there are hundreds of others whose names also are not mentioned in the Noble Quran. 25 prophets' names are mentioned in the Noble Quran. وَمِنُهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ. And then there are many, many others. We have not related them to you, meaning we have not mentioned their story, their episode, events to you. And they are the ghair mashhur, the not so famous anbiya, prophets and messengers. You take, for example, Hizqiel, Shamwil, all of them. So they are prophets, but they're not so famous, but selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then remember, we the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe a prophet cannot show a miracle to his people on his own accord, unilaterally. It will only exclusively happen with the permission and consent of Almighty Allah. And that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ. And it does not behove any messenger and prophet أَيَّ أَتِيَ بِآيَةٍ, that he produces and he brings a mu'jiza, a miracle, illa bi'idhnillah, except with the consent permission of Almighty Allah. Fa'idha ja'a amrullah, and when the command and injunction of Almighty Allah comes, the punishment comes, death comes, qiyamah comes, so all that can mean, so qudhiya bilhaq, then the verdict will be passed truthfully. So that will be the final ultimate justice. وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْمُبْتِلُونَ. And then at that time, all these people peddling their propaganda, their lies, their falsehood, all of them will perish. They will be the failures. They'll be dispatched to hell. The Zionists, the Americans, the secularists, and the Democratic Party, Republican Party, Satanic Party, all these haramis dispatched straight to Jahannam, because they don't have any iman, they don't have any Islam, and they are sane and mature. How clearly Almighty Allah mentions everything. Then Almighty Allah speaks of Qudrat ka Karishma. You know, like now today, Thursday, between 1:05 and 1:30 on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we'll have the tafsir, Surah An'am. An'am in English loosely translated as the cattle or livestock. But the real meaning of An'am is the plural of Na'am, which means the camel family, the cow family, and the goat and sheep family. So from these animals we make our qurbani, our udhiya. At the time of Eid al-Adha, from these animals we sacrifice. Your wife just gave birth, so you do the aqiqah on the seventh day. Baby was born today, Thursday, so next week, Wednesday. From these animals, the aqiqah will be done. Or, for example, you must remember that you are in Hajj and you have to slaughter the animals, the hadi. So then again, from these animals, so that are called an'am. Allahu alladhi, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is that supreme being. Ja'ala lakumul an'ama, he has made for your benefit the an'am, the cattle, the livestock, the camel family, cow family, goat, sheep family, and he made it subservient to you. You see a young little boy, 6-7 years old, and he's riding that camel, subhanallah. So ja'ala lakumul an'am litarkabu minha, so that you ride on it, and then it is a means of conveyance from point A to point B to point C. Wa minha ta'kulun, so some of them you ride on it, and some of them, this an'am, these animals, this cattle, you eat and you consume from there. You see in Surah Yasin, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions it. Therefore always remember, Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the noble Qur'an, they are the ones that they will elaborate and expound and expand on the verses. So you have to study it in conjunction with one another, not in isolation from one another. Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, and there Almighty Allah speaks of it. And verse 72, وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ, and we subjugated them, we made them subservient, this an'am and these animals, lahum, for them, human being. فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ, فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ, that you ride them, you mount them, and they take you from point A to point B, they take your luggage from here to there. وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ, and some of it, they consume it and they eat it. Chapter 36 and verse number 72. So that is the mercy, the benevolence, the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So let us come to our news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 17th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446, day number 440 440 days have passed since the Gaza war, and from the enemy side, remember that. And this goes on right from 1946-47, when the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists came there as squatters and as beggars. Sam min kalbak ya'akulka, you gave a puppy some food, you gave him some water and so forth, then he wants to become your bulldog and your Alsatian, the Harami. So that is what happened. And therefore Putin, there in Russia and Ukraine, day number 1029. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Yesterday, day for yesterday, the previous night, 13 Jutlas dispatched straight to hell. We sent it out. You look at it and you will find it there on your... the status that I send the information, the groups and so forth. So you will find it there. We say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Every Jutla freaks and he goes to hell. We say, Alhamdulillah. May he get roasted, toasted, and good riddance. We say, a khuya juat as a doya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. Trump was asked, do you trust Bibi, Netanyahu, the Harami, do you trust him, Trump? Trump says, I don't trust anybody. So that is Trump, vintage Trump, you see, because now he will be the 47th president of the United States of America. So he feels he can say what he wants to, do what he wants to, but he doesn't know that you will see, inshallah, America will suffer the greatest defeat under Trump, the Harami, and Republican Party, inshallah. Tens of thousands, you must remember, stage a walkout from the universities and colleges there in Israel, and they saying, seal the deal, bring back the hostages. So we have to now go for the ceasefire. So things are very tensely poised and so forth, because the Jutlas keep on changing their conditions. Quran taught us about the Jutlas, Layyam bi al sinatihim, they always speak with a forked tongue. They'll say peace, P-E-A-C-E, but they will steal more pieces of land of Palestine, of Syria, of Lebanon, and wherever they can put their hands on. Bunch of haramis they are, that is what they are. So Sa is one of the ministers there. All this is written in the Haaretz newspaper. He belongs to the most destructive government in the history of Israel. There you have it from the horse's mouth. Listen to this, you Jutlas and Jutlis and Zionists. I am not saying this. You go to your media and see what the Haaretz and your Times of Israel and Jerusalem Post and what your media has to say. 30% or more of the Israelis live below the poverty line. So Hanukkah is coming. This is coming. Now they're making collection. They send to me also, please help my Jutla brothers, Jutla sisters. I say, yes, I will help them. That I will give more money to the Palestinians and we will send you straight to hell. That is how we will help you, your Jutla, your Harami. We make it very, very clear that we have no time for you, and we are very happy that your people get dispatched to Jahannam by Hamas. Israelis have lost faith in their governments and institutions. They say, we don't trust anybody, majority of them. Look at Meta, M-E-T-A. You just open your phone and you will see there, I have Samsung. Then you will see, before you see anything, you see Meta or whatever. So, but I see the Western world, they call it Meta. Meta is in charge of Facebook, Instagram, all that. They are guilty of not giving the full story on behalf of the Palestinians. They're blocking the Palestinians. They're blocking the news on the Palestinians. So now they are getting exposed. So how Allah humiliates them, disgraces them. We should sue them, remember that. Have a class action against them and take them to the cleaners and then sue them for millions and billions of dollars. Where is your justice? Where is your free press? That is is what Netanyahu wants, to wage a war against the free press, again occupied Palestine. So Iran, massive crisis, can you believe it? The Iranian currency, when I went, now that is 11 years ago, 2013, listen to this, Mohana Salim, for one US dollar, was 33,000 Iranian rial. So I felt very good. When I gave them $100 bill, I had more than 3 million in my pocket, you know. First time in my life I was a millionaire with the money in my pocket. So even I felt that it was important, you know. You see, hey, these millions are tickling me in my pocket. Iranians face massive crises. There's a fuel shortage. Can you believe a fuel shortage day in Iran? Why? Because there's no power. And the power crisis, their value of their money is devalued, and the people are facing it. This is called mismanagement. Not that they don't have. They have. But the Ayatollahs and the crazy guys, the Kuffar Shias, they're more interested in occupying the Arab countries and so forth and so on, and now neglecting their old people. Don't be surprised if there's a revolution there against them and so forth. So there are massive, massive problems there. CNN, the big haramis, fabricated a story of a Syrian guy. They said they just found in one of the jails and prisons of Bashar Assad the Harami, that they found this guy, but there were no signs of torture on him. There was no sign that he was hungry. There was no sign of he was thirsty. A whole fabricated concocted story, and they had to apologize for that. You see, these are the people. You will sue them and name them and shame them and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us. How many times they were selling the stories, fabrications, they cook it up themselves, and then they get caught and so forth and so on. Listen to Trump. He thinks he can do what he wants to. Trump is trying to break the relationship, the strong relationship between Russia and India, but they're not accepting falling for him thus far. So they will try and bribe them with millions and billions of dollars, and they will say, no, come closer to us. So India is a very, very Trump card for Russia and for America. But India is going more towards Russia and telling America, go to hell, we don't trust you. UK has lost in the past 2 years $34 billion US dollars due to BRICS. UK has lost $34 billion due to Brexit, you see. So Brexit is when Britain exited from the European Union. A stupid, foolish move, and now they are losing billions and billions and so forth. First flight from Damascus flew yesterday. From where? From Damascus to Halab, to Aleppo after the fall of Bashar Assad. So now some of their airports are functioning to a certain extent. In India, in Bombay, a terrible accident took place, that you find that there was an accident there with the speedboat and so forth. So 13 people, that's minimum, have died, and the death toll is expected to rise. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan of Saudi Arabia, he meets the Iraqi counterpart Prime Minister. You know where? In Al-Ula, that is where Tabuk took place, Ula and all that. So he wants to make that the main capital. He wants to build a stadium there, and that stadium will be one of the best stadiums in the world, according to the Saudi press and so forth, but they haven't started as yet. So now they discuss all these matters of bilateral importance. Listen to this. You know how mad they've gone for soccer now in Saudi Arabia? Three female Saudi referees have been sanctioned by FIFA for the year 2025. Can you believe that? A Saudi lady running around with a short pants, and then she will be the referee and so forth for FIFA matches in 2025. That is your new Saudi Arabia, from Darul Iman, from Darul Tawheed, to Darul Kufr and Darul Shirk. Allah mahfazna, ameen. Then we find, you remember there was one Harami, he used to talk a lot of nonsense against Islam and Muslims. There in France, Sarkozy, so Sarkozy loses his trial, corruption. He must stay more in prison. Norway says that no, we will not play Israel. In football, in soccer, they must be expelled from FIFA, 100%. We endorse your sentiments, Norway. Well done. We hope we can carry out all of them. Mayotte, you know the French island, like how you have Reunion, it has French laws. So Mayotte totally decimated, destroyed. The worst, worst cyclone and punishment from Almighty Allah in centuries. Thousands of people, though nothing is known about them. Hundreds of died, and remember, the whole place is in chaos, and the Harami dictator, that is Macron, will arrive there today in Mayotte. Now let's come to South Africa. MK, President Zuma, is going to win the case against the ANC. How come? Because the experts say so. They say that the name MK, you know, MK is Imkhonto Sizwe, whatever the name, so that is the army and all that of the ANC. So Zuma is a master chess player, so he took that name for his party, just 1 year old, and remember, they're winning against many people, so now they will win regarding the name also. MK, although strong objections from the ANC. Malema and his wife, husband in the marriage on the rocks and husband in the docks. Big problem for Malema within his party, his domestic life, and lot of things going pear-shaped and sour for Malema. And then you must remember Balula, Fikile Balula, he and Sufi, La Sufi, I like their name, Balula. And then La Sufi, they having it out, one guy accusing the other that you are lying and so forth. That is ANC, remember. Whole day they'll be busy fighting among themselves and so forth and so on. So I got a little bit sad news here. Our colleague, Maulana Musa Akudi, he was in Burundi, and then some spider or scorpion stung him, and now Bichara Maulana is in hospital. Make dua for the health, good health, recovery, speedy recovery of Maulana Musa Akudi. Allahumma shfihi, Allahumma anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa'uk, shifa'an la yugadiru saqama. Last night I was with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, our honorable Ustad, we his first students 50 years ago, 1974. So I started asking Hazrat, tell me about the history that this madrasa in Tandola Yar, where all of basically 90% of the great, great ulama of Pakistan, they first came there, they taught there, then they went to Karachi and then other places, whether it was Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, whether it was Hazrat Mufti Wali Hassan, whether Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahib, and so many others. If you look at the list, you won't find a madrasa that had such jibal and such giants at one time. So I said, who was the Bani Mabani? Who was the real founder? So then Hazrat mentioned it was Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Thanvi. So Hazrat Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Thanvi, I know him very well. He passed away on a Friday in 1980. And Saturday they brought his body back from India. It was after the Sid Salah Jalsa, the centenary Jalsa day in Deoband. The Pakistani government delayed his coming deliberately. But what to Izzu Mantasha, what to Zillu Mantasha? He passes away in India on a Friday, and Saturday his body was brought back to Karachi, and that day at Rishtanishtar Park the janaza took place. I was there. So then I never knew that. I always thought the founder was Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani. So he said, no, it's Maulana Ihtishamul Haq Thanvi. So Allah Ta'ala reward us as Mufti Rizaul Haqsab Hafidhullah. And today's program, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mike Bowler. Paul Hayes, he's a private investigator for more than 30 years. So Mona Khalid Yaqub will interview him. Very interesting. 11 to 12, we will discuss Aqidah to Druze, D-R-U-Z-E. They want subgroup of the Kuffar Shias, and they are the ones 100% on side of the Israel. Israelis, and they murder and kill our people in Palestine and in Syria. So who are these people? They got so-called Muslim names. What are their corrupted beliefs and so forth? 1 to 2, the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Today, this afternoon, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, we'll be going to Trichardt, Pumalanga, and then between Maghrib and Isha will be the lecture at the Jami Masjid, the old masjid, inshallah, there in Trichardt regarding Palestine and Syria. Gee, Mauna Salim, we have 18, 19, 20 minutes plus minus. Let's carry on, fire up, inshallah.
Mr. Saab, is it permissible for a woman in Hayes to recite Surah Ikhlas in the form of Zikr?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For you, my sister, you are in your haiz, you are in your menses. To read Quran Sharif is not permissible. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, la taqra'u al-ha'idhu wala al-junubu shay'an min al-Qur'an. For the ha'iza, the lady in menses, the male or female in junub, husband-wife relation took place, or they had a wet dream as far as the man goes, or the lady, you must remember, she's in the fast or haiz and so forth. So then they can't be reading Qur'an. So you can't make intention of tilawat Quran, reciting the Quran, but you want to read Ayat al-Kursi, you want to read Qul Wallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, before you sleep, for example, and you make intention of dua and supplication, then is permissible. So you don't make intention of tilawat, of reciting the Quran, you make intention of dua and supplication, then the fatwa verdict is, it is permissible.
Muftisab, can an heir be an executor of an estate, and can I be the executor of my father's estate?
Totally permissible. So when a person passes away, the first thing you have is burial, funeral expenses. That must be paid immediately. Then the debts of the deceased, personal debts, corporate business debts, all that must be paid immediately to the creditors. Thereafter, that were one third or less, maximum is one third. To none is a person or an organization, and that will be, remember, going to these people, and the minimum, maximum will be one third of the net estate, and the fourth one is the shares of the heirs. So you, the executor, you can be an heir, you can be the son, daughter, and you are the heir, and you are the executor. So what is your function? To see everything must go through smoothly, and everybody is receiving their rightful share. Not you become the executor because you are the son or you are the elder son and now you are pocketing the money because you got access to so many documents and files which the other heirs don't know about. So that is absolutely haram, and you go straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Go see and study the Noble Quran, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verses 13 and 14. Everything is done properly, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. But you go and increase people's share, you decrease people's share, you disown people, the rightful heirs, you دَخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches those people, whether it's the heir, whether it's the executor, they straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, and you stay there for very, very long time in Jahannam, the hellfire. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ Muheen, and for such a person is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Surah 4, verse number 14. Allah Jalla Wala protect us from Jahannam and Hellfire, and grant us direct entry into Jannat al Firdaus al A'la. Ameen.
Muftisab, if you feel like in an argument you curse someone, what can you do that it doesn't happen? I have taken out sadaqah and repented.
In that rage and anger, you curse the person. Now there are two scenarios. Either that person is deserving of the curse. For example, that person is now not listening to you. He or she is taking the bribery and corruption and so forth. So you say, may Allah's curse be upon you. So that is right. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's authentic hadith mentioned there in Bayhaqi, La'ana Allahu ar-rashi wal murtashi wal ra'ish. Allah's curse is on the one who gave the bribery, on the one who received the bribery, and the third party who say, don't worry, Ekin mal alas, I am the big shot. It's not what you know, it's who you know. So I got all the context. So he also or she also, the third party is cursed. But sometimes you curse your children, Allah forbid, or you curse your students, but it is not justified. So you went beyond the limits and boundary, then that curse will rebound and boomerang on you. فَقَدْ بَاءَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِهِمَا. So for that, you have to ask that person there, whom you curse, for forgiveness. Make lot of dua for them. Ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness and give out charity and so forth. Therefore, you ladies, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahih hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that the Master alayhi salam said, on the occasion of Mi'raj, when I went for the miraculous nocturnal journey, then from Makkah Mukarramah to Aqsa al-Mubarak in Jerusalem, Palestine, relayed the salat there for the prophets and messengers, then the Mi'raj from there to the seven heavens and beyond, I saw Jannat and Jahannam, I saw paradise and hell. So what did I see? Mostly that the women are in Jahannam. So the women asked, why ya Rasulullah? So he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that you, the ladies, takfurna al-ashir, that you are very ungrateful of your husbands, not all, majority of you, wa tukthirna al-la'an, and you love to curse people abundantly. So we need to be very careful. Therefore, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, the genius, used to wear a ring. On that ring was engraved, Jirmuhu Swagir, wa Jurmuhu Kabir. The size of the tongue is small, and the crime it commits is very, very big. So mothers, sisters, and men, we need to be very, very careful in that regard.
Mufti Sahib, can ladies change their clothes and underwear whilst in ihram?
My sister, you came from Medina Munawwara to Makkah, for example. Your intention is Umrah, and now you're feeling so hot there, because although it's supposed to be winter there, but their winter is like our summer, and the conditions sometimes are so humid. So now you want to take a bath, although you are in Ihram, a shower. You want to change your clothes, you want to change your underwear. So all that permissible, my sister, my daughter. The proviso condition is no soap, no shampoo, and no all this lotions and all these things here. So today people, they will tell you uncensored, all this, just leave it, the dollars, money making gimmicks, that you just take a nice shower without soap and shampoo, you will feel fresh, change your clothes, underwear, all permissible. For you, the men, Hajj time, I used to do it with Allah's help. So now you got your ihram, the upper garment and the lower garment. Now it's time to sleep. So now we just wear our lungi. Lungi is very nice. Junaid Mohtar, you know what's a lungi? Yeah, that's wrong. I'm going to give you one lungi. You must wear it. The wind comes in from all sides, upstairs, downstairs, all directions. Very nice it is. So I think I must come in the morning also sometime with the lungi. So then you must remember that. So then I just sleep with my lungi. So people, they look at me and say, hey, how come you got a green lungi on or a blue lungi on? I say, now to teach you that to sleep with this is permissible, even though you are in the state of ihram. ihram and so forth. Then we just hang up our ihram there. Then next day, before Fajr, Tahajjud time, then we just wear the ihram and remove the lungi. So you, the man, you want to take a quick shower, you want to wear lungi, you want to change it, the ihram, all permissible. So don't worry about that. Smoking in ihram for you men and women, and vaping, all haram and a major, major sin. You are the Yuful Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah. You're saying, Ya Allah, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, save us from the fire. But you start the agarbati and the fire yourself. Now what kind is that, my brother, my sister? So have some respect and ittaqillah. Fear Almighty Allah, Jalla wala.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for me to accompany my mum on a plane to Cape Town without a mahram?
Totally haram, you must remember that. Yesterday there was a question direct from Makkah. Some brother passed away, Haji Kara, and I think that is the name, and the wife was already there in Jeddah airport, and with her mahram, maybe her grandson or nephew or whatever you, and then he passed away in Makkah. So then they asked the question, should she come home or must she go back to Makkah? So I said, no, she must come home. Her iddat has started, all that already, and the daughter and other family members are there. So Allah Ta'ala grant the Haji Sabkara Jannah al-Firdaus al-A'la, Mubarak death for him, right in Makkah Mukarrama. And you, the bewa, the widow, your iddat starts already from the time of death. I hope and pray you'll accepted my advice that you come back home and you are at home. You, the children, the family members, you should all be reading Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. Forgiveness, Ya Allah. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. The day, the reckoning, the day of justice is occurring and taking place. Forgive us all, oh beloved Allah. So for you to fly with your mother from Johannesburg to Cape Town to Hong Kong, wherever, without a mahram, totally haram. For you ladies, when you take the plane and you're going from A to Z, so you must have your husband with you on mahram. Mahram means that male can never ever marry you, nor halan nor ma'alan, nor now nor in the future, your father, your brother, your son, your nephew. So that is what is meant mahram. Sometimes the people say the lady is mahram. A lady is never mahram. The male is always mahram. He cannot marry that lady and she can never ever marry him. So that is what is understood. It's haram to do that. People look for every loophole. They say the one son will drop the mother at Joburg airport and the other son will pick the mother up at Cape Town Durban airport. All that haram. That during the journey also you require the mahram. So we need to be clear on that issue.
Okay, so is it permissible to use vitamins that use bovine gelatin capsules?
All gelatin is totally permissible. That is our fatwa. Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab in Fatawa Darulum Zakariya Al-Mujalladu Sadis, the sixth volume, has a wonderful academic discussion on that. Our fatwa regarding this for past 30 years, 40 years, and our Mawlana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah. When Maulana Burhanuddin of Lucknow, he was highly recommended by Hazrat Alimia. Hazrat Alimia passes away in Ramadan. Alimia means Sheikh Abul Hasan al-Nadwi, Nawarallah Marqadahu Abu Ustad. He gave me permission for hadith also, Alhamdulillah. So nevertheless, so he used to recommend him, Maulana Burhanuddin. So he came for one of our jalsa. Mawsema, myself, went to pick him up. And after the jalsa, then Mawlana Sema Rahimahullah, Mawlana Burhanuddin of Lucknow, India, they went to the Davies plant here in Krugersdorp, gelatin, and then he said, no, Mujhe Shara Sadar Nahi, I'm still not 100% satisfied. So Mawlana Sema told him, let's go the next day. So then they went the second day. Then again he asked questions and so forth. Then he said, Mujhe Shara Sadar Hai. Our Mawlana Qasim Sema, Mawlana Yunus Patel, and Mawlana Burhan, and so forth of India, Lucknow, and so many ulama, those days already, we passed fatwa that all gelatin is permissible, except that of the swine. The swine, the khinzir, the pig, like the jutlas, their forefathers were transformed, and into swines and pigs, the Quran says, chapter 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرُ. So remember that that is najasul ayn, bumper to bumper, top to bottom, side to side, every part, particle is haram of it. So that is not permissible. All other animals is permissible. That is the fatwa. Yes, our other teachers, they tell us that only gelatin from halal animals is permissible. So that will be taqwa, precaution. But yeah, you're using it, Allah sabili tadawi, for medication. So totally permissible, no problem at all.
Mufti Saab, a friend passed away in Maputo, and his janazah and burial was done in Maputo. He was a Hanafi Mazhab person. Can Salat Ghaibana be performed for him here in Durban?
Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi that he, the master, alayhi salatu salam, fi sanatil ashira, in the 10th year of the hijrah, remember the demise of the master, alayhi salatu salam, took place in Rabi'ul Awwal, 12th Rabi'ul Awwal, Monday morning, and that was the 11th year of the hijrah. So in the latter portion of the master, alayhi salatu salam's life history, so the news came, via wahi, revelation, Najashi passed away, chapter 5, verse 83, the beginning of the seven supara, seven Jews. Allah speaks of Najashi and his entourage and cabinet. When Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala read Surah Maryam, chapter 19, comprising 98 verses, how they cried even before embracing Islam. This Ummah today is born Muslim, but not once they cried when listening to the Quran or reading the Quran. What an indictment. Wa'idha sam. He gave asylum to the Sahaba. He gave, made the arrangement for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to marry Sayyida Umme Habiba radiallahu anha, and he organized the mahar and the marital gift. So he did so many favors to the Muslims. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, I received the news that he, Najashi, that he passed away. Come. They went out of the masjid, and there they read Salatul Janaza, Ghaiban in absentia, and that is what the Shafi'is and Hanbalis say, so that is permissible. Hanafis and Malikis say, this is min khasa'is in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sure you remember, Mausaleem, when we were studying there in Newtown Madrasa, that time now bin Nuri Town, that time the name Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, the Saudi ambassador came. It was the month of March. It was the year 75, and King Faisal became Shaheed. So the whole entourage came to Newtown Madrasa Masjid, and then they read Salatul Janaza Ghaiban. We all joined. I don't know if you joined, but I joined. I remember that. So now, if the Imam is a Shafi Hanbali and you join, is it permissible? Not permissible. The Fatwa is permissible. You make intention, you're making dua for the deceased. So that is our fatwa on that regard there. So you, the Hanafi, can't lead the prayer. The Maliki can't read. How in the Haramain Sharifain, 1999, 27 night, that they announced Sheikh Abdullah Subayil, the Muazzin, and them announced, we're reading Salatul Janaza, Ghaiban in absentia, for Samahatu Sheikh Abil Hasan Nadwi, Nawwarallah. So we all stood up, we were crying, and we read behind the honorable imams, Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.